Welcome to the Periods and Power Moves podcast, and I'm your host, Deanny Lee. I'm your modern day period coach, certified life and success coach, and clinical hypnotherapist. I help women to eliminate PMS and realign to their cycles so that they can find their flow, stop hustling, improve their health, increase their impact, influence, and success in their businesses and lifestyles. It's my soldier's mission to educate and empower you on the power of your period. In this podcast, we talk all things menstrual cycles, mindset, business, success, productivity, hormones, spirituality, manifestation, and all the stuff in between. You're ready to figure out how you can use your period to make power moves, aren't you? Of course you are. Let's do this. This episode is sponsored by my free guide, The Perfect Flow Formula. Are you ready to know your monthly cycle without feeling like a slave to your hormones? If you're stuck trying to understand your monthly cycle, or you've been trying to fix your period problems before, but haven't been able to stick with it, I totally understand. If you're tired of PMS and burnout and fed up of the vicious cycle, the battle between your body and your brain, you're not alone. I know you want to be able to align with your cycle without the stress. I know you want more flow, and you are already ready for less overwhelm and pain. So that's why I've put together this Perfect Flow Formula, this free guide, so that you can finally start thriving in your mind and body and live in alignment with your flow. Inside the free guide, this is what is available to you. First, you'll have a downloadable menstrual cycle tracker so that you can take back control, thrive in your mind and body, and live in alignment with your flow. Then you'll be able to learn how to reduce your PMS anxiety so that you can improve your mental health, manage your thoughts, and make better decisions that make you feel good. Next, you'll have some self-care checklists so that you can build a better and healthier relationship with yourself, boost your confidence, self-esteem, and avoid the burnout and overwhelm. Then you'll learn the seed cycling method so that you can balance your hormones, improve your well-being, and increase your energy levels. And finally, you'll be able to uncover some of my proven step-by-step strategies so that you can take the next steps to find your flow, ditching PMS, and become the very best version of you. You'll receive the Perfect Flow Formula immediately to your inbox. So all you need to do is go to the show notes, download the free guide, and enjoy. Hello friends, welcome back to the Periods and Power Moves with me, your girl Vianney Lee. I'm so excited to be sharing a little bit of a snippet from behind the scenes inside my signature program of Flow Zone Alchemy, where you are able to learn how to maximize the magic of your monthly cycle, sync with and align with your cycle. And in this episode, this is part of my Power Moves, which is behind the scenes inside Flow Zone Alchemy. So I get together with the incredible and courageous women that are enrolled inside my signature program, where they're learning, like I said, how to maximize their monthly cycles. And today I'm taking you behind the scenes for a glimpse into what goes into our coaching call that we have bi-monthly. So did you know that your ovulation phase is so much more than the phase that you can get pregnant in? Did you know that? It holds so many superpowers that can help you get ahead in your life and in your business. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to be teaching you how to work with your inner summer to embrace the magic that surrounds you during this season of your cycle. We're going to be diving a little bit deep into the tools that you can use to be more magnetic, get what you're worth, and to have more empathy for yourself and others during this phase. So you're going to learn, just because you can do it all, it doesn't mean that you have to do it all. The physical changes that happen during your inner summer that make you more attractive, how to show up with more empathy, and how you can use your inner summer to make more money. So it's a good one. I'm super excited for you to be listening to this episode. Get yourself comfortable, get yourself a little matcha latte, and I'll see you on the other side. Your inner summer, I call this your expansion phase, right? And you'll see in your daily power planner, you've got expand there. And the archetype that I like to associate this phase with is the empress, okay? So the old fashioned way, or should I say, what's another word for saying old fashioned? I don't know. But anyway, the phase there is, sorry, the archetype there is mother. And I just don't think that's inclusive, because first of all, not everyone wants to be a mother. Not everyone is a mother. And again, it's just outdated. So let's just talk about empress. So the reason why I was going to say queen first, but I like to think of this the Beyonce phase. Yeah, me too. So with empress is actually in, if you're looking at royalty, empress is actually higher in the ranks. So you'd think that queen is like top dog, right? But she's not, an empress is. So let's just put empress up there. And yeah, so Maisie Hill in her book, Peer Power, she describes this phase as the Beyonce phase as well. And I do as well. I love Beyonce. Oh my God, please tell me you've all seen her new movie. It's insane. So yeah, so let's talk about like some superpowers as well. So here, so when we are in this phase, even though it's short, we know a lot can happen, okay? So let's talk about what you might feel like, okay? So some people feel the most at home in summer, like Glenna said, and some people don't feel so comfortable in summer, they want to get out of it, like Zainab said. I've definitely experienced both sides there. And when at the time of writing this book, I was like, you know, summer is my jam. Like, I love summer. And like most people, like we, if we don't have air conditioning, we love summer, right? It's warm evenings. We have sunsets, brighter mornings. Everyone just in a better mood. It's a real, real vibe. Okay. So what I love about this phase as well is like, you can spin more plates and you are very clear and intentional about what you want and who you are. So Lisa, you said that your friends were complimenting you, saying that you look great and you had this air about you. That is your magnetism. That is your energy. Remember, I always say energy is everything. Your energy is literally speaking for you during this phase. So what can be, what can kind of throw you off track is obviously if your hormones aren't balanced, if you went your whole life not having your hormones balanced, then you're missing that phase of people telling you how amazing you are, and you telling yourself, waking up in the morning, telling yourself how amazing you are, right? So I want you to be super kind to yourself during this phase, but I also want you to remember that this phase, don't think that you can, just because you can do it all, it doesn't mean you have to do it all. That's something that's really important for me to say, because you can do it all during this phase. Like Zainab, you're up till 3 a.m. enrolling people into your program, incredible, working on your stuff. But just remember to keep your routines and your rituals going and keeping yourself grounded, because you can literally just like float up and be way above your head during this phase. Okay, so this is a full moon as well. We're talking about the lunar cycle. And the Sex and the City character is no other than Samantha. So she is like, oh, Jesse said Carrie. Oh my God, I love that. What? Oh, yeah, I know why I chose Carrie for the other one. I'll tell you why in a minute. But I love that. I'm like, no other than Carrie. Than Samantha. Because during this phase, do you know why? Our testosterone is peaking. Our libido is peaking. And we have so much more sexual energy, desire. And, you know, did you know also that during your ovulation phase, your face becomes more symmetrical? Did anyone know that? Yeah, so you look more symmetrical during ovulation. Your skin's clearer and all of these things as well, but then it's like sex. Sorry. Makes you more attractive for mating, exactly. So that is why. So it's so incredible how our bodies work. So we become more attractive during this phase, because if we are to go out and look for a partner, if we're, yeah, and we smell differently as well. And if we go and we start looking for a partner, if we're in relationships with men, it's the whole mating season, right? So it's like we literally, during those 4-3 days, skin gets clearer, everything gets more plumped out, boobs get more bigger, curves get curvier, lips get fuller as well. Really look at yourself next time in your ovulation, in your inner summer. And yes, we smell differently as well. Okay, so I'm going to tell you another. I've got so many stories today. So, you know, I used to work in makeup. Where was I working? I can't remember where I was working, but I was working and it was me and maybe another three girls on the counter that day. And one of my best friends, Fabio, he was like, one of you girls is definitely coming on your period soon. And I was like, what? And he was like, he said that he could basically smell. He said he can basically smell the difference of when someone is like, when one of us is like in our ovulation phase, or when we're not like on that phase of on that half of our cycle. And he was like, yep, I can definitely tell. And he was right. He was right. So I don't know, like, you know, there's dogs that can smell different smells. So humans, we can as well, I suppose. Take daily selfies and you'll notice. Yes, I love that. Yes, let's do a summer selfie, like one a day, and we'll share them. Pheromones, yeah. Okay, so obviously, yeah, testosterone and your estrogen is rising during this phase. So it's very important for you to remember that your hormones are literally there calling you for a partner, and that same energy is going to go into your sexual and your higher desires as well. So I want you to remember during this phase and at every single phase of your cycle, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, okay? This phase is here to remind you of that, and hopefully you can take a little nugget of that and bring it into your inner autumn, okay? So when we're talking about expansion, yeah, I really want you to think about some of these superpowers. So I want you to think about having more empathy, okay? So we are outwardly focused during this time. So it's a really great time for us to tap back into that inner portal of our heart, even though we are, you know, in this Beyonce phase. Remember about empathy. Like, ask yourself, if you've got an audience, if you've got a customer, or if you've got a business, if you've got a team, if you've got people in your life that you're supporting, ask yourself, where can I show that person love today, right? How can one question I ask myself and I'm stuck with how to create content is, how can I love my audience today? Yeah. So during this phase, your drink can be a porn star martini. That's my drink. or it just might be a non-alcoholic drink, or it might be a coffee, right? Or maybe let's say a mushroom coffee, because we want to calm down on the caffeine, because you've got that energy and you want to like spin all those plates. So I've written a porn star martini, and your track during this phase, so your song is, I've put, this is last year by the way, but I put Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Yeah, there's so many more songs now, they're a bit more hype. Maybe a new Beyonce song. Okay, cool. So if you have an employer, ask for a pay rise, ask for more responsibility if that's what you want, raise your rates, increase the prices of whatever you're doing during this phase, whatever you need to do, because I want you to remind yourself that you're worthy during this phase, okay? So it's a great time for you to communicate what it is that you want, but also what you want to give. Public speaking. I spoke about this on the last call as well. Like, I should have spent my summer last time just speaking to my audience, but I was trying to do all of these different things. Make sure that you're working out during this time as well. You're going to have tons of energy. And some prompts for you to think about during this phase is, what areas of my life do I feel challenged by in a motivating way? Okay. What areas in my life do I feel challenged by in a motivating way? Because challenges are good, right? Challenges are, again, expansion, right? And then I want you to also ask yourself, what and how can I celebrate myself right now? Because it's very easy for us to be like, okay, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. How can you celebrate yourself right now? That's all we have time for this week on our Power Hour segment of the Peers and Power Moves podcast. I hope you enjoyed that, learning more about how to claim your worth during your inner summer. If you enjoyed that episode, take a screenshot and tag me at StatusFlow on Instagram. And if you have a little bit more time, maybe 30 seconds, you can leave me a review on iTunes. So thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Peers and Power Moves podcast with me, Vianney Lee. If you want to listen in more, don't miss an episode. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Podtail. And if you head to the show notes, there's a link where you can leave us a review. I would really appreciate it. And come follow me on Instagram at statusflow.co.